Hello and welcome to the official UK singles, albums and film charts. It is the 8th of December and here goes the singles charts. At 40, Castle Rye, Debot Europe, Prada. 39, Slade, Merry Christmas Everybody. 38, Justin Bieber, Mistletoe. 37, Mitski, My Love, Mine All Mine. 36, Olivia Rodrigo, Can't Catch Me Now. 35, Leona Lewis, One More Sleep. 34, Chase the Status, Boo, Flow Down. Badadan. 33, Taylor Swift, it is over now. No, it is it over now. There you go, great, right. 32, Jos Feliciano, Feliz Navidad. Oh, I remember that song. 31, Dua Lipa, Houdini. At 30, Wizard, I Wish It Could Be Christmas Every Day. 29, Ronette, Sleigh Ride. 28, Paul McCartney, Wonderful Christmas Time. 27, Sia, Snowman. 26, Georgia Smith, Stay Another Day. 25, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer. 24, Elton John, Step Into Christmas. Re-entry at 23, Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande. Santa Cart, You Hear Me. 22, Chris Rea, Driving Home for Christmas. 21, Michael Bublé, Holly Jolly Christmas. And a new entry at 20, Taylor Swift, You're Losing Me. At 19, John and Yoko, Plastic Ono Band, Happy Christmas, War Is Over. 18, Tyler and Water. 17, Dean Martin, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. 16, Band-Aid, Do They Know It's Christmas. 15, Andy Williams, It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. 14, Tate McRae, Greedy. 13, Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree. At 12, Sam Ryder, Your Christmas to Me. At 11, Ariana Grande, Santa Tell Me. At 10, Shakin' Stevie's, Merry Christmas Everyone. At 9, Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock. At 8, Michael Bublé, Is Beginning to Look a Lot Like. At 7, Ed Sheeran and Elton John, Merry Christmas. At 6, Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. At 5, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. 4, Pogues, featuring Kirsten McCall, Fairy Tale of New York. At 3, Jack Harlow, Loving on Me. At 2, Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And a surprise, number 1, absolutely is a surprise. But then again, no surprise, it's Wham and Last Christmas. So I think next week is the last chart of the year, I think, and that would be the Christmas number one. So let's see what happens. Wham, Last Christmas, number one this week, and coming really close. And I think this is my prediction. All I Want for Christmas Is You by Mariah Carey will be number one next week, but she's got a lot of fighting to do, because Fairy Tale of New York by the Pogues, featuring Kirsten McCall, simply because of the singer dying, unfortunately dying, and I think it could be that's what makes it number one. But it's actually a really good Christmas song, so we will see. I'm sticking to my guns, and I'm going to go for Mariah Carey for the number one spot. So let's count down the top 40 albums. Okie dokie, a surprise number one in the album chart this week. At 40, Michael Jackson, The Essential. At 39, Lewis Capaldi, Divine and Inspired to a Hair's Extent. At 38, Equals, Ed Sheeran. 37, Taylor Swift, Speak Now. 36, is Oasis, Time Flies. 35, Queen, Greatest Hits. 34, Harry Styles, Harry's House. 33, Travis Scott, Utopia. At 32, Lana Del Rey, Born to Die. A new entry at 31, Soft Cell, Non-Stop Erotic Cabaret. Good to see Soft Cell in the chart. At 30, Eminem, Curtain Call 2. At 29, Beatles, 1962-1966. At 28, Yesterday, SOS. At 27, Taylor Swift, Evermore. At 26, Andre Rowe and Joanne Strauss, Owo, Jewels of Romance. 25, Post Malone, The Diamond Collection. 24, ABBA, Gold Greatest Hits. 23, Drake, For All the Dogs. 22, Beatles, 1967 to 1970, 3 years there. 21, Olivia Rodrigo, Sour. At 20, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours. 19, Taylor Swift, Reputation. 18, Arctic Monkeys, AM. 17, Fleetwood Mac, 50 Years Don't Stop. At 16, Taylor Swift, Lover. Pink is a re-entry at 15, Trustfall. 14, Elton John, Diamonds. 13, Taylor Swift, Midnights. At 12, Noah Kahan, Stick Season. At 11, Weekend, The Highlights. At 10, Olivia Rodrigo, Guts. At 9, Eminem, Curtis Call, The Hits. At 8, Cher, Christmas. At 7, Taylor Swift, Folklore. And down 6 places to number 6 this week is Take That and This Life. At 5, Rolling Stones, Hackney Diamonds. At 4, Taylor Swift, 1989. At 3, Michael Bublé, Christmas. A new entry, the highest new entry. No, it's not, ha ha ha. It's the second highest new entry. It is in at number 2, A Tease, The World EP, Finn Will. What a strange title. And the number 1, I was joking, of course. The number 1 is a new entry, straight in, is Peter Gabriel. And 1/0, or I/0, don't know what it is. But it's Peter Gabriel's new album anyway, and he is straight into number 1. So well done, Peter Gabriel. Who knows, he may stay there for the Christmas number 1 album. So let's count down the films now. So at number 40, John Wick, Chapter 4. 39, Strays. New entry at 38, Nativity. Danger in the Manger. 37, new entry, Dumb Money. 36, Dungeons and Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. 35, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. 34, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World. 33, Jurassic World Dominion. Re-entry at 32, Interstellar. At 31, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant. A re-entry at 30, Elvis. Re-entry at 29, Last Christmas. At 28, Avatar, The Way of Water. 27, Blue Beetle. 26, Top Gun Maverick. 25, The Flash. 24, Meg 2, The Trench. 23, A Haunting in Venice. 22, Transformers Rise of the Beast. 21, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. At 20, Gran Turismo. 19, Home Alone. 18, The Nun 2. At 17, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. 16, Arthur Christmas. Fast X is at 15. 14, The Polar Express. 13, The Super Mario Brothers Movie. 12, Elf. At 11, Trolls Band Together. At 10, Nativity. 9, Barbie. At 8, Violent Night. That's Violent Night. That's a strange title, isn't it? 7, Mission Possible Dead Reckoning Part 1. And a new entry at 6, Prey. At 5, Love Actually. At 4, The Creator. New entry at 3, The Equalizer 3. New entry at 2, 5 Nights at Freddy's. And number 1 is Oppenheimer. So there is your top 40 films. I have heard quite a few good stories about Love Actually. Lots of people are saying that it's a brilliant film, so we'll have to wait for that to come on streaming, where it's free or at least £4.99, not £10.99. So I've still not seen The Nun 2, although I've seen the trailer to that. Of course, Home Alone, you'd expect to be in the chart this time of year. A very good Christmas movie for the family. Last Christmas. So really, it's pretty crap. Really, thinking about it, the actual film chart this time around is not particularly very interesting. And so, I am going to leave it like that now, guys. I hope you've enjoyed the chart. All the charts, of course, are official UK, compiled by officialcharts.com. And you can also see all of the charts and more on the website. And I'm pleased to say that after quite a few errors on this website in the past, they have definitely sorted this out. And it is now looking absolutely amazing, apart from the adverts. All right, guys, have a great one, and I'll see you next Friday, near enough the same time, a little bit late today, stay safe. See you next week, guys. Bye-bye for now.